Good morning. This year is going to be aired the day after Shavuos. And welcome back. We're learning Chayodim, Hilchos Brachos, Tefilas, Klal Hey. We're looking at Siman Chaf Aleph. So he continues with this idea of being mati somebody else in a bracha. Kol brachos kulam kul yachol echad lahotzi eschaveroi uvavad shehei mechuyu b'davar. So he mentioned this idea that the one who's saying the bracha has to be chayiv in the bracha as well for the bracha to be a valid bracha for the listener to fulfill his the listener's obligation. So if Reuven is saying a bracha for Shimon, so if Reuven is saying a bracha that Reuven needs to say, has a chiyuv to say, he can mati Shimon in that bracha as well. If the bracha that Reuven is saying, Reuven is not of a chiyuv at all to say it, so then he cannot be mati Shimon with that bracha. So we gave examples before in this case where he's also eating, he has to make a bracha, so obviously he's chayiv in the davar. Let's say we're talking about a bracha which is Birchas HaMitzvahs. So I have a chiyuv through Arbis to make sure that you do the mitzvahs. I'm also considered a chayiv b'davar. Now what about Hoya HaMavarach Chayiv Midrabanan, the Meshameh Chayiv Midraisa, and Yochel Lahitzi? If one is chayiv on a Rabbanan level, one is chayiv on a Raisa level, so the one who's chayiv on the Rabbanan level cannot be mitzvah the one who's chayiv on a Raisa level. Elim can Armer Imoy Mila B'Mila. The listener should read along. She says, okay, an example of this. When it comes to benching, the chiyuv to bench is only a person ate a meal of bread to the point that he feels satiated. Then he has a chiyuv to rice of a chalta, b'savata. When a person ate a kazayas, he's chayiv to bench mirabonon, even though he's not tzaveya. So what about if we have people eating together and we're doing zimun, and one person is being mitzi to other people through zimun, but he only ate the kazayas and he's not full? Whereas the other people there ate much more bread and they feel full. So can the one who ate the kazayas and is only chayv to bench mirabonon be might to the ones who ate kadei sviya, ate enough to be satiated? So the Chayadim says, for gimel she'ochlu ke'echad b'ksosim ochlu kadei sviya v'echad ochlu kazayas, some of them ate a full amount and one only ate a kazayas. So the one who ate a kazayas should not be mitzi the other ones. So what about the Kiddush Friday night? There's a chiyuv to say Kiddush Friday night. That's a chiyuv deraisa. Saying it over wine is a chiyuv derabanan. So if a person already fulfilled Kiddush by saying Mekadosh HaShabbos in davening, so now he's chiyuv to say Kiddush over the wine is only derabanan. Whereas a person who had a chiyuv, who has not davened yet, so an example, the husband comes home, and he davened in shul, and he already said the Kiddush deraisa in tefillah. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. You're chiyuv Kiddush deraisa in tefillah. And now he comes home to mitzi his wife, who has not said not davened. So she's chayiv, a woman is chayiv Kiddush, even though it's a mitzvah asay, which is a time-bound mitzvah asay. Chazal learned out that we tie Zohar and Shomer together. Whatever, and any person who's chayiv in the chiyuv of Shomer, of keeping the los asays of Shabbos, is also chayiv in the mitzvah of Zohar, to remember Shabbos and to pray Shabbos. So she's a chiyuv deraisa to say Kiddush. Now the husband is only chayiv mirabanan, because he already has got his chiyuv deraisa in davening. He has a chiyuv derabanan to say it over a cup of wine. Is being mitzi his wife, who's chayiv deraisa. So he cannot be mitzi somebody who did not daven, because one's chayiv mirabanan, one's chayiv deraisa. Now, so zodah chayyadim, but this is only if the other people are able to say the kiddush or the bracha on their own. But if they don't know how to say the kiddush of the Abba, manim yodin levorach lekaddish, yochel zelotziim. So I can write to you, haraya, shari afilu misha kar kiddush, shenu mechiv, afilu mirabonon, yochel zelotzi, dekoy yisol reim zem zem. We have a din of arvis. So I can write to you through arvis. But he says, but that's only in an option where the other person should not able to do it themselves. So, Rikavager, because of this question, says either we're going to have to say the Magen Avraham is not correct, and you're not Yotze Yechiyev of Kiddush in davening, and we can argue a few reasons. One is because there is a mitzvah of mitzvah's kavanah. To yotze mitzvah's the right, you have to have kavanah. And the person does not necessarily have kavanah during davening to yotze the mitzvah of kiddush. We can argue that there's a chiyuv of the chazal now that you need to say, mention Yisias Mitzrayim. We don't mention Yisias Mitzrayim in tefillah, but we do not in Shemoneh Esrei, but we do mention it in the Kiddush that we say on the cup of wine. So it comes out that the man was not Yotzei Chiyuv D'Oraisa yet either. So now he can write to the woman. Alternatively, he suggests that what you can do is make sure the woman is Yotzei Chiyuv D'Oraisa. How can you do that? How can you Yotzei Chiyuv D'Oraisa? So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of the rice is to say something unique and special about Shabbos. So Krager suggests by saying good Shabbos, that itself does that. How is that unique and special about Shabbos? Most of the days of the week, we do not call them by name. We call them, we say, have a good Sunday, have a good Monday. We say, have a good day. Right? But Shabbos, it's special that it gets its own name. So that, by saying good Shabbos, you will yirtz yechiv the rice of saying something unique and special about Shabbos. So her husband walks in and says to his wife, good Shabbos. She responds, good Shabbos. She's yet to her key of the Raisa of Kiddush, and now you might see her in the Kiddush, the Rabbanon, over the Kais. Have a good morning.